the sense of auctioneering in Australia is really quite something. In some ways, it's its own Sprechgesang, a particularly Australian way of speaking and addressing, you know, various kinds of issues, notably how to make a lot of money very fast. And I did a project for the ABC in the early 2000, which was called Australia Ad Lib. And I went around the country also doing my fence project, but at the same time interviewing people about what constitutes the oral traditions in Australia outside of the clear of the Aboriginal tradition. So in white Australia, in colonial Australia, in post-colonial Australia, what are these cultural oral traditions that exist? And one of the big ones is auctioneering. And in Australia in general, there is no regional dialect in the sense that you have in Europe or in a country like Austria. You can go to different parts of Austria and there are clear geographical dialects. In Australia, there really aren't any. There are different ways of speaking, which are based on if you had a good education or not, depending on your ethnicity, on your parents, various influences that might come in. But it's not a regional sense, a dialect, like a geographical dialect, like we have in Europe. And so one thing that is different amongst the various states is the auctioneering. So in Queensland, they are the kind of like the speed fiends, and they have a very kind of fast and eloquent way of this kind of Sprechgesang. And at the other end are probably the Victorian auctioneers, who are a bit more pedestrian, a bit more actually talking rather than singing. And everything in between. And also people use different language depending on which part of the country they're auctioneering in. So I discovered almost by chance, like this whole world, this whole cultural world, this whole sort of sonic world, which is uniquely Australian and varies within the country. And so that's the basis of it. And, you know, in terms of doing it myself, what I'm doing is it's not regional, because I'm just making it up as I go along and stealing from all these other auctioneers who are quite amazing. The first auctioneer I came across actually wasn't selling cattle. He was on a bar table in the middle of a ghost mining town, which was sort of the bar was open that particular day, and he was standing on a table, and it was like midnight, and he was auctioneering off ladies' underwear and stuff to a completely drunk audience. But it was the most amazing oral display that I'd seen. It was like quite extraordinary. Apart from being very funny, it was incredibly witty and funny. And he seemed to be able to conduct three conversations simultaneously. And in fact, I invited him not only to record for the Ad Lib project, but later when I did another thing on auctioneering with a band, I asked him to come and appear in front of the band. So we actually did a whole bunch of shows in Melbourne, like with a whole, you know, like a regular band of musicians. And we had this guy, John Traeger was his name, and he was just amazing. And, quite extraordinary. And, of course, when I say, you know, this is special to Australia, of course, most Australians would never have heard of it either, because, you know, most Australians, as you know, live in five towns, and they're completely unaware of what goes on outside that. So you'd have to be born in the country to know anything about auctioneering.